Hello, this is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited to be here today. Our co-host, Todd McGreevy, will be with us today. He'll be taking over the last half of the show. This show today is dedicated to grandchildren everywhere in honor of my two-year-old granddaughter, Tula Grace is her name. It's her two-year-old birthday today. And by a little bit of miscommunication in our family, her birthday party is starting right now as I'm here doing this show. So about halfway through the show, I'm going to turn everything over to Todd, and he'll be taking the rest of the show. But I wanted to get things started today because I'm so excited about today's show. Last week, we had Eileen Daneman with us. And Eileen is one of the pioneers in the country exposing the dangers of genetically modified organisms in our food. We had a great show last week. If you didn't hear it, please go to the archives and listen to it. We are so excited because today, Eileen is going to be talking to us today about vaccinations and inoculations. So anyway, we're very, very excited to have you on the show today. Don't go away. We will be taking calls in the second half of the show. Let's talk a little bit about the last two shows on genetic engineering to lead into today. If you understand what the whole concept of government is that government is our servant. They are our surrogate. We are the only ones with indigenous power. That's the whole basis of Common Sense Revisited. Common Sense Revisited was written to create a paradigm shift in the minds of the people in this country and the world that we are the ones who have the power. That's what Common Sense by Thomas Paine did in 1776, and it did create a paradigm shift in our country, which allowed the Declaration of Independence being written. The first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence absolutely make clear who has the power. We, as individuals, because of the laws of nature and of nature's God, as it says in the Declaration of Independence, have the power to create our surrogates, whether they're corporations or unions or religions or governments. And if we don't like them, we have the right to alter or abolish them. It couldn't be more clear or more clearly stated. The two most important paragraphs of all our founding documents are the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence. So what's happened? We've lost our power. These surrogates that we've created now think that they have the power. So much power, in fact, that they think now that they have the power to tell us what to put in our bodies, what to eat, what not to eat. So when you look at the FDA, and if you've listened to last 2 weeks of shows, you've done any research at all, you know that our government is now the proponent of genetically modified organisms. They seem to be controlled by the five or so companies that control the biotech industry, in the same way that the pharmaceutical companies control the FDA for drugs and what drugs are promoted to us and what we get to put in our bodies and not put in our bodies. It's gone to such an extent now that the government is promoting a technology which is actually destroying the lives of our people. This show today is going to be focused on vaccinations, which is very closely related because it's also about what we put in our bodies, what we put in our children's bodies, and the vaccination. So you're going to hear from Eileen today. You're going to hear from some very, very powerful people. And you're also going to hear from Dr. Paul G. King, who's a science consultant for the National Coalition of Organized Women. So we're going to bring Dr. King on right now. Dr. King, I understand you are one of the scientists, along with Dr. Gary Goldman, that published the paper on the, how do I say that? On miscarriages and stillbirth. Are you there, Dr. King?
Yes, I'm here. We didn't publish a paper. We just did the study. We looked into the reason this came about. I'm also a science advisor for another organization, which has been trying to get mercury out of vaccines. It's another insanity. And we
We're actually getting music again. We have to break right now. We'll be right back and we'll start with you, okay? Right after the break. Thank you.
Sounds reasonable.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on Common Sense Revisited with your host, Clyde Cleveland. We also have Todd McGreevy as a host today. He'll be taking over the second half of the show. We have with us, for those who are just joining us, Dr. Paul King, science consultant for the National Coalition of Organized Women. We're very, very excited to have Dr. King with us. We also have Eileen Daneman, who's the director and founder of the National Coalition of Organized Women, and as many of you who have heard our show last week also know, she was a pioneer in spreading the truth about genetically modified organisms way back when it first came on the scene. So, Dr. King, again, thank you for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome.
Good. And I understand you're the scientist, along with Dr. Gary Goldman, were working on this initial paper on miscarriages and stillbirths with vaccinations. Is that correct?
Yeah, the issue came up when we were looking into the what we thought would be a problems with the, quote, swine flu vaccine, you know, this wonderful made-up pandemic vaccine.
Right.
And what we did is we started noticing there were a lot of miscarriages, and so we decided, well, is that what we normally see? And so we went to something called VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System.
Yes.
And when we looked back in previous years, the numbers tended to be about 7 a year. At the time we initially looked, we had over 100 reports. So obviously, 2009 wasn't like any previous year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went about trying to get a better estimate. And to do that, we had to get data from more than one source, more than just from VAERS. And when we did that, we were able to use some statistical procedures called capture-recapture, which allows you to estimate from one population reporting in two different ways what the probable, how many you missed was. And traditionally or historically, VAERS is a 10% reporting database. In other words, in VAERS, typically they see about 10% of what really happens being reported.
Okay.
And so when we did the calculations, we came up with a number of about 1,500, and plus or minus a large range, because we didn't have very many overlaps. And that
right.
was about 15% based on what we actually got as reports.
Okay, so let me make this clear so I understand it. Is you're saying that about 15% of the women who were receiving the swine flu vaccination were having miscarriages?
No, I'm saying that about 15% of the reports were reported. Cases were actually reported.
Okay.
The number of estimates of women who had miscarriages is on the order of 1,500, 900 to 3,600 in rough terms.
Okay.
Now, in terms of overall women, that's not a lot. But in terms of these women, that's quite a bit, because previously when women miscarry, they weren't reporting it's associated with my flu shot. And so people who say, well, gee, you have to ignore this because there's a lot of women who miscarry, these women are not a lot of women. These are these particular women. And
okay.
There are no rates of miscarriage for them because they don't belong to the normal population. They belong to the population of people who happen to have a miscarriage that they thought, or their doctors thought in some cases, could have been associated with the flu shot they got.
Okay.
So this is a fact, and it's a fact that our government wants to ignore or try to sweep under the rug on any kind of basis. Their favorite statement is that this is always a coincidence. Well, if you can prove it's a coincidence, that's one thing. But to make a statement when you can't prove it is to ignore the reality that it's not a coincidence unless you can prove it's a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a coincidence in some of these cases, but they've made no attempt to prove it's a coincidence. And more than that, or worse than that, as Eileen well knows, they use the deaths of 27.
It initially started as 30 women.
With 30 women. When the vaccine was being pushed on pregnant women, they used the putative deaths of 30 women to justify making women a high-risk target for getting flu shots. Now, Eileen has tried and has so far been unsuccessful to get the government to give her copies of the records of these supposed women who died from flu, because in the records, there should be a clear notation that flu killed them. So far, all she's gotten is a copy of the paper they published on the first 20-some-odd who died. They've gotten no information about them to confirm that what they said was the truth.
Bottom line is it looks like they could have easily made up these statistics that these so many women died.
Even if they may, let's put this in perspective. Even if these 50 women did die,
mm-hmm.
if we just accept all the statistics are valid statistics, we'll just say everybody's right. That means that these 50-some-odd women died, and let's assume that most of them died with their child, although that's not true. If we looked at the data, it actually shows that some of their children survived. But let's say the children all died. That means we'd have 52 deaths. Well, then let's also assume that the statistics we have calculated are true in the absence of any proof they're not, then that means that in return for that, the flu shot killed roughly 1,500 or 900 to 3,000.
The H1N1 vaccine.
If you want to accept that it's right that the babies died, the mothers died from flu, well, inoculating the mothers with the flu killed between 900 and 3,600 babies.
Yeah,
way more than died from the flu itself. Exactly right. So
now,
it looks like on the data, it's easier to use the flu shots to do that than it is to protect the mothers and get the flu.
That's another thing that
nobody wants to talk about. The vaccine was not very effective in preventing most people who got injected from getting the flu.
Right. Right. So in other words, a lot of people who got the inoculation still got the flu.
You got it.
Okay. Eileen, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say that something that most people don't know. What's been going through the Internet since the beginning of this pandemic is that it's a hoax, because it didn't really pan out to be a pandemic. But what people have to understand is that many years ago, maybe 7-8 years ago, when Ted Kennedy was alive, that he was freaking out the Congress because of bioweaponry. And so I went to a hearing in Washington, D.C., where he was speaking, and it was basically he was talking about, setting up a virtual screen an invisible fence, as it were, around the United States because of this possible bioweaponry warfare. So it is also true that in the 1970s, the United States sold or gave bioweapons to the Middle East. I can't remember if it was Iraq or Iran. So
Iran.
Iran, okay. So what's happened in the several years is that the big countries and WHO, the World Health Organization, has been organizing bioweaponry protocol. And so in 2004, for example, way before the pandemic, the politicians passed a legislation that gave complete immunity to all corporations, doctors, vaccine providers, health professionals, for any vaccine injury that may occur under a pandemic declaration. It also gave the Secretary of HHS the power to call a pandemic declaration even if there wasn't a pandemic, if there was a potential pandemic. So this was the protocol that was being set in place long before the pandemic. So in 2004, now all the vaccine manufacturers are immune. They say it's because vaccine manufacturers didn't want to come up to the plate and produce vaccines. So they gave them all this immunity. And then in 2009, and coming to present reality here, all of a sudden we have a declared pandemic.
Right.
Very questionable basis. So who declares the pandemic? The World Health Organization, and they actually change their parameters for it to allow them to call a pandemic, because it wasn't a virulent pandemic. It just happened to be popping up here, there, and everywhere. And so the United States, was able to now declare a pandemic, was able to test the power of HHS. And so what this really is, and the actual H1N1 itself was a genetically engineered virus in the laboratory. So they're able to declare a pandemic, and they're able to put out this virus.
Right.
To test is a consequence management drill. This whole thing is how far they can push us. So they pushed us into vaccinating pregnant women who shouldn't even get an aspirin, when they're pregnant. They pushed it so that the states were talking about isolation, and now they're going to force healthcare workers to get this vaccine. So they're completely taking away our civil rights. And not only that, if you look in Iowa, for example, the director of the Department of Health has a CV, an arm's length long, about her being part of the bioweaponry program. Her name is Dr. Quinsless. She's part of the bioweaponry program. She was part of this program, and this bioweaponry this, military that. And so you'll see, if you look hard enough into all the State Departments, that they're being stacked with epidemic intelligence service people, and quasi-military people, and that's what this is all about. This is all about setting up protocol for a bioweaponry. And something, the bottom line is, you can't give enough vaccines for enough people with enough of the kind of weapons they've created. How many viruses can you give vaccines for?
Right.
So anyway, so this allowed them to inoculate these pregnant women. And so,
yeah,
as Dr. King was saying, that even though there was only 7 in 2008-2009 season who had miscarriages, in the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, which is the government's own system, there was, in fact, 178.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to come right back to this as soon as this break is over. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. King and Eileen, and we'll be right back in about 3 minutes. Thank you very much. Don't go away.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All right, everyone, thank you for joining us and coming back to Common Sense Revisited here with, we're here with Dr. King and Eileen Daneman talking about vaccinations. Thanks for staying with us today. So over the break here, we were just talking about a little bit more about this. And what we want to do is go into exactly what's in these vaccines so you, the listener, can hear what's in the vaccines and why it's dangerous. Dr. King, you want to cover that?
Oh, yes. I'll start out. Well, what's in vaccines? Well, we don't know for sure, but what's been revealed in vaccines that's not this troubling is they still have thimerosal, which is 50% mercury, roughly, in them, even though in 2000 we were all told that they would get the mercury out of the vaccine. Of course, the promise was very conveniently worded childhood vaccines, and at the time when the promise was made, flu vaccines were not even recommended to be given to children. And because they're also given to adults, they're technically not childhood vaccines. They're vaccines for everybody. So, see, we're not lying to you. We're just not getting the mercury out. And it's not a problem, you know, because we say it's not a problem, even though the companies have refused since 1968 to do the safety studies required by law. At the time in 68, the law was issued by, it was a regulation issued by the National Institutes of Health, which shortly got thrown out of the vaccine control business, and it was transferred to the Food and Drug Administration. And in 1973, the Food and Drug Administration reissued the regulation. And to this day, as far as I know, there's no company that has submitted a compliance study for a thimerosal preserved vaccine. In fact, we're actually in court suing the federal government to try to make them comply with the law. in their case, what they've done is they've illegally approved the vaccines, because in addition to the law saying that you have to prove this safety, in 77 regulations were issued that required them to only issue a license to a vaccine if the people had complied with all the safety requirements. And this is a safety requirement for vaccines, which they've never complied. The reason they've never complied is, based on all the animal studies, thimerosal is very toxic to adults and children at the levels. And in fact, at levels hundreds of times lower than the levels in the thimerosal preserved vaccines that are being injected every day, based on a rat study where they did a long-term chronic toxicity in rats. The safe level for injecting thimerosal in people in terms of mercury is only order of 0.0, this is into adults now, 0.04 micrograms per kilogram, or 20-some-odd times lower than the one for eating mercury. And that's about right, since most all the mercury you eat goes out the other end without being sore, but you're talking about
Dr. King, what is the amount of mercury compared to the EPA advised?
If you assume the EPA's 0.1 microgram per kilogram per day is whatever, you're talking about that they're injecting into adults 25 micrograms. That means you'd have to weigh more than 250 kilos, which is 500 and some odd pounds, if you believe the FDA, the EPA's number was good for eating mercury. If you believe that was a good number, then you'd have to weigh more. I don't know a lot of 600-pound people, do you?
How about injecting mercury?
I don't know any 600-pound children.
Well, again,
and they're getting the same thing, right?
Yeah, you'd have to have 600. Well, they inject half as much, so they'd only have to weigh 500 pounds.
Right.
How about 500-pound fetuses? So when it's injected into a mother.
Even whales don't have 500-pound fetuses. Even the great whales don't have 500-pound fetuses.
I'd like to ask you, Dr. King, what do you say? I mean, it seems to be, to anyone like you, anybody that has any knowledge of these things, like just if we just take the mercury, for example, that there's absolutely no reason for that much mercury to be in these vaccines. Can it be that the drug companies just want to sell more of this?
You have to understand, this goes back to a very simple reality, and I'll explain it to you in my simple terms. If there were no mercury in vaccines, 25% to 50% of all current medical practice would not exist. Mercury in vaccine is behind. People always talk about autism and always go on from nothing to, from 1 in 10,000 to 1%.
Right.
Well, how about asthma, which has gone from 1 in 5,000 to 11%?
And diabetes?
And diabetes, which there are no good numbers for children. They just won't tell you because they don't want to get any good numbers. But if you see where the companies are putting their money for the drug companies and what they're into diabetes drugs. They're into all of these areas of drugs have caused by,
okay. Okay.
by having so, mercury in vaccines, because mercury is an all-systems toxin.
Yes.
It is an immune system disruptor, which means it will destroy your immune system's ability to function normally.
So what you're saying, if it wasn't for all this mercury in the vaccine, the medical business, the medical practitioners for all diseases, drugs for the drug companies, would take a tremendous hit.
That's correct. And when they started to keep the promise to take mercury out of vaccines, and when they were forced to take mercury out of Rogam because of lawsuits because Rogam is not a vaccine. It falls outside that, so they weren't protected. They started to be able maybe that the company making Rogam, which is a J&J, they're the most reliable drug companies to sell you medicines that don't dissolve and things like that recently.
Right.
But anyway, they decided, well, we can't make Rogam with mercury in anymore, so we'll just take the preservative out. And that they did that, and suddenly they took it out of the formulation ship to the United States.
Oh, my God.
And then,
okay, we've got to pick this up again. We're getting
pipeline.
Another break. Dr. King, our next part of the show will be 20 minutes without break, so we won't interrupt you again here for a while. So please stay with us, everyone. When we come back, Todd McGreevy will be your host. We still have Eileen Daneman and Dr. King with us. Don't go away. This is absolutely fascinating stuff. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hello, everyone. Again, thank you for joining us today in Common Sense Revisited. We're having a very, very exciting show with a PhD in analytical chemistry, Dr. Paul King, telling us about vaccinations, and Eileen Danneman, who's the director of National Coalition of Organized Women, and an expert not only on genetically engineered food. She was on with us last week, and also on vaccinations. And Todd McGreevy, our co-host, is here now. And he's going to take the show from here on. And if anybody wants to call in, Todd, we can take, now that you're on and with Skype, we can take the call-ins as well if you want to.
Absolutely. Thanks for
that. All right. Well, Todd, thanks for joining us. I'll let you guys go on.
Wonderful. And I've been gone for a while. I appreciate the opportunity, Clyde. And Dr. King and Eileen, thanks for bearing with me here. I'm just trying to get my sea legs again. It's been a while since I've been doing the show. And, folks, if you do want to call in, we do encourage you to call 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment for Dr. King or Eileen Danneman, please share it with us. Eileen, do you want to share with our listeners the website for your organization in case they want to learn more about your organization?
Oh, yes. The most fascinating website is We Start an Army, because we obviously, you want to talk about, you know, the government and the loss of liberty, and so we started a website and a movement called the Student Vaccine Liberation Army. So you can go see that at www.vaccineliberationarmy.com.
Excellent. VaccineLiberationArmy.com.
Yes, it's a student revolution. Well, we figured that we speak to the FDA, we speak to the CDC. I made a presentation of these 3,587 miscarriages to the CDC a couple weeks ago, and the chair for the H1N1 Risk and Assessment Working Group, whose job it is this past year to track adverse events, actually pronounced that there were absolutely no adverse events in the pregnant population. I presented our findings after her and kind of shocked the whole committee. However, the next week there was another conference, you know, up the ladder, and this same Dr. Marie McCormick pronounced once again, having been questioned by somebody in the audience, you know, was there any adverse reactions in pregnant population, said there were none.
The Ministry of Disinformation has their minions that do their bidding at all times. It's fascinating to behold. They'll just lie, just point-blank lie about science.
Yes.
It's amazing. I'm at your website right now, VaccineLiberationArmy.com. It looks to be a very well-put-together website with some excellent videos right on the front page. I encourage everybody to check it out. Vaccine, that's spelled V-A-C-C-I-N-E, LiberationArmy.com.
Dr. King, did you have what we were doing, which was I forgot to finish my point, was that we're not talking to the FDA anymore or the CDC. I mean, I happened to go down to Washington because I happened to be going in that direction. But the fact is we don't talk to them anymore. We don't negotiate anymore. We hardly even talk to parents anymore. What we're doing is we're going directly to the kids. And so what we've done was we created this logo, as you see, with the skull and crossbones, which is very goth. The kids love them, and we've made stickers. We've printed stickers, 3-inch stickers, that are just absolutely fantastic. And we take a roll of 500, and we ask people all over the nation, and they can go to VaccineLiberationArmy.com and contact me. We are giving a free roll of stickers of 500 and asking people to go to their high schools, to go to their middle school and hand these kids out these fabulous stickers. And our experience has been you open the roll and you say, hey, you want some stickers? They love these stickers so much because they collect stickers. And we give them 10 stickers at a time. They infiltrate the school. They give it to the school. And so we're just going right down to the streets.
I think it's awesome. I'm looking at your section called Sticker Strategy right now at the website, and it's the Student Vaccine Liberation Army. Even though that's not in the title of the web address, I understand now where what your direction is. This is super. It's got the potential to go viral. And for listeners, the imagery is a skull with two needles crossed instead of the bones underneath the skull. And I think it's an excellent viral graphic. And as your website points out, that you know, kids love stickers rather than giving out wordy information to middle and high school kids. We give our proactive stickers. They flock around us like birds to a food frenzy. Funded by vaccine manufacturer Sanofi Pasteur, the RAND Corporation has issued a strategy to directly target the public school's adolescent population to uptake vaccines. So you've got the RAND population trying to do the same thing with the kids, but on the other side.
No, what I meant by that was that, and maybe I should clarify that, was that the reason we stepped in here was because the Obama bill funds school-based health clinics, so that the plan is to, the RAND Corporation and Sanofi Pasteur funded a study, and the point of the study was how can we get these adolescents more injections. And so what they have done is they create school-based health clinics. So imagine that each school is going to have its own clinic, and the own clinic is going to propagandize the kids from the get-go so that we won't even have a chance to wake them up. And then what they do is they go in their records, and if you see that second video there, they inject them like 5 at a time. And so what we did is we came in here to step between that, because these health clinics are going to be giving them mental tests, going to be giving them, because of the vaccine injury, like ADHD, ADD, autism. This ADHD, these kids are taking amphetamines. I mean, we have this, like amphetamines they're taking like crazy. And after they finish the amphetamines, they start taking the psych drugs and the antidepressant drugs. And so this whole thing is the vaccine injuries are not recognized as such. They call it ADHD. They call it mental illness. These kids aren't mentally ill. They've been vaccine injured. And after the vaccine injury, they're told they're mentally ill. These health care clinics are actually to do surveys about their mental illness. Then they direct them to the psych drug. So, and you know the television all full of psych drugs. So our whole thing is to clarify for the kids that they're not mentally ill, that they've been vaccine injured, that they should stop taking vaccines, they should go to our recovery room. We have a healing and recovery room, and they should begin to get off their medications and under doctor supervision, by the way, and start healing themselves and getting what the government's what's happening with the government, which appears to be a genocidal, program.
Dr. King, have you seen any responses from students? Do you follow this demographic at all?
Again, I get responses from everybody, including students, because, again, they are concerned. Some of them do realize that something's being done. You have to understand, I can explain to you very simply. When I was a child, I'm a very old man, by relative comparison, when I was a child going through high school, what they were really worried about is the fact that the girls were so far behind in math and whatever, what could they do to help the girls catch up? Well, they found out what they can do to help the girls catch up. Mercury poisoned the boys, because one of the peculiar things about mercury poisoning is that it affects males much more severely than does females. In fact, recently a guy was doing a study on LD50s, which is what those takes to kill half of the animals, and he was doing it in rats, and he did like everybody normally does. He did it in male rats. So he then got a bunch of female rats and gave them the same dose. Guess what? None of them died. So he gave them twice the dose. Still none of them died. He had to get up to more than three times the dose before the female rats started dying. That's how much difference in toxicity there is for thimerosal for males versus females. So if you want to wipe out the male population, thimerosal is much better than just any old poison you could choose. It's a very good one to selectively get rid of males and leave you with the female population relatively intact. And that's the biggest reason why we now have many more females in our universities and whatever than we do males, because even if you're not mercury poisoned to the where you have a clinical symptoms, mercury poisoning reduces your intelligence. And since you're male and more susceptible, then it obviously affects males more than it affects females. And so now, it's gotten so bad, by the way, a few years ago, they added 100 points to the SAT average score you got when you started in order not to have to change the scales.
Yes, and you have to understand also, that is very fascinating, Dr. King, very fascinating. And also, one has to understand that this whole attention to better teachers, that our ranks in the world as far as intelligence and so many other things have just plummeted. You know, it's because we're injecting our population, our children, with these vaccines. They get 39 vaccines by the time they are 6 years old. And with the flu shot, by the time they are 19 years old, they're going to have upward of 80 vaccines. And the flu shot has high levels of mercury. That's 20 mercury vaccines. So the intelligence quotient of our population is just plummeting. It's not about school teachers. It's about poisoning the kids.
Are there circumstances then in the schools? My son, who's 21, is in college. He didn't grow up here. He grew up with his mother in Chicagoland. Are they forcing kids to get vaccines, or can children that are 12, 14, 15 just say, no, thank you?
They're attempting to change the law where they don't need the parental consent even.
They're definitely forcing the vaccines. You have to understand, you can't get into school. Your son, who's 21 years old, had one of the highest levels of mercury in the whole population. He had at least 15 doses of mercury before he was 16 years old. He had, indeed, 39 vaccines before he was 6 years old. If he has any problem focusing, you know, and any problems like that, it's coming from vaccines. And the worst part of it is that it's become so much a part of the culture that because there's so many ADHD kids, so many ADD kids who don't know that it's a vaccine injury, they're taking Ritalin and Adderall. Adderall is amphetamine. And so what's happening is that a kid like yours or a kid who's a good kid who really wants to, you know, go to college and study, what's going to happen is that he's going to have a friend who's going to say, hey, you can take this pill, Adderall, and you're going to be able to study. And this happened to my own son. And he has never even vaccinated. So what's happening is that there's a pervasive drug problem. And the kids actually say, but a doctor, it's a doctor prescription. And so therefore, they think it's okay. And so not only is the vaccine problem, but we're actually dumbing down our kids on speed and amphetamines.
The domino effect seems to be in play.
More than that, this year we have more people getting prescription psychotropic meds than people taking drugs off the street.
And they found out that the kids who are like 25, the women who are 25, 30 years old now, they had their full complement of vaccines. So they started taking the Ritalin, the Adderall, the Zoloft, the Lexpro, the Concerta, you know, which is now labeled for suicide, which is, of course, homicide is an externalization, you know, of suicide. They are now having deformed babies. So in the Obama bill, there was another little thing that they could test pregnant women for the response to psychiatric drugs. It's not that they were going to start giving psychiatric drugs to pregnant women. It was that so many women in the age of 25, 30 years old are on psychiatric drugs since they were like 12 years old. And so they're giving birth to deformed children. But back to one of your other questions about forcing, there are bills across the United States that wants to force 12-year-old girls and boys, that's sixth graders, force them, mandated to go to school to get the Gardasil HPV sexual vaccine.
Which actually is not even it's a very bad vaccine. Doesn't work.
Not only doesn't it work, but the reason they're giving it to 12-year-olds is because they found out that most women who are sexually active have HPV, and it self-clears. There are about 100 strains of HPV. It self-clears, it comes back, it self-clears. That's how it is. They found out if they give a sexually active women the HPV vaccine, the Gardasil, the Cervarix, they have a 44.6% more chance to get cancer. So therefore, they're targeting it to little sixth graders. We're talking about mandating it. You can't get into school without it.
They're tempting whatever. Again, you have to understand, if you were in the healthcare business, the only way you can profit in the long run is to make sure you maintain your customer base and or increase it. And if you really want to be, driven by the bottom line, you have to keep increasing it somehow.
Yeah, it's planned obsolescence is how I look at it. You know, make it so that we're sick and that the way we have to, we're a customer for life.
Chronically ill. If I make you just sick, that's not going to make me much money. But if I make you chronically ill, or you got to take the medicine for the rest of your life every day, then I've got a cash cow, and I just want to keep you alive long enough to maximize my yield. And that's why
Absolutely.
I want to make you sick chronically ill as soon as possible. That's why we now have all of these epidemics of childhood diseases that didn't exist in the
1970s. We have chronically ill children from the get-go. There may be 8 million children on psychiatric drugs as early as like 1 year old. And what Dr. Bart Klassen said, and I urge everyone to go to the website, vaccineliberationarmy.com, and see the Gardasil shot. Dr. Bart Klassen was an NIH researcher, and he said what has happened is that we're not improving health, we're changing the disease mix. You know, whereas we're getting rid of, infectious disease, which of course your body can get rid of that, you know, basically for most part by itself if you have a healthy body, we're trading that for chronic illness, for a chronic immunological.
No, we're not trading it. We're being compelled to trade it.
Well, that's trading, but we're being compelled to trade infectious disease for chronic illness. So people are chronically ill day after day after day after day.
So let me touch on this compel idea just for a second, because this is where I like to get to all these discussions. And let's take your stickers that we just talked about, and let's take it to the extreme end, that these stickers proliferate, that they become hugely popular, and that within a certain region, say it's a state or a county or even several states, that the kids say, you know, we're not taking this. We're not going to get the jab. All right, we get this. You're saying, if I hear you correctly, then the response to them is going to be, then you can't come to school.
Right.
It already is the response. I mean, if you don't take the vaccines and you don't have an exemption, they throw you out of school.
Yeah, but that's the point
we have
to make.
But they don't want to tell you that you can even have an exemption. And right now we have the people meeting the AAP meeting, and they're having dear Dr. Offit tell them about how that we should do away with all exemptions.
That's the point we have to make, that I try to make to the kids. If you notice down the right-hand side of the website, we have how to get a vaccine exemption. So say you're 12 years old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, and you decide that you get the sticker, you decide you don't want it, so you say you don't want it. Well, you have to have a religious exemption. That's the only way you're going to basically get it in most states. Now, the really interesting point is that do you, as a sovereign 14-year-old individual, do you have the right to claim that you have a religious proclivity, or does your parent have to join you? So where it is right now is that the parents have to actually sign this religious exemption. But it'll be a very nice constitutional question as to discussion about the sovereignty of the young people.
That's a fascinating approach, and I'm glad that you have that link at the website, vaccineliberationarmy.com. We have to pause for a break. Please support the advertisers you hear on RBN. We'll be right back with Dr. King and Eileen Daneman.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states, or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Back, everybody, and thanks for staying with us on Common Sense Revisited. We've only got about 6 minutes left before the end of the show, and we're real thankful to have Dr. King and Eileen Daneman join us for this hour to learn about vaccinations and what people can do to take action. And one of those is to go to vaccineliberationarmy.com, and there are some viral stickers under sticker strategy. And we do have a caller on the line. Who's calling, please? Larry from Arkansas. There you are.
Hi. Hey, yeah, I was wanting to know where you can get the stickers, and if they're trademarked, or can we take that image and put it on a T-shirt and things like that?
Yeah, it is trademarked, but it's only trademarked to because that's what you have to do. But if you contact me by clicking contact, okay, I will get that email, and we're open to spreading this and getting it, you know, real local, and you could even print your own stickers, you know what I'm saying? We'll give you the artwork, whatever you want.
Well, we've got, like, people at the mall that spray paint T-shirts, and if we just take the image to them, then
Yeah, we're open to that. We're not making any money. We don't make money. We're not totally a nonprofit. We're nonprofit. Just we're individuals doing this, and we're open to especially open to that kind of viral idea.
Yeah, because I think the kids would love T-shirts like that.
Uh huh.
Okay. How do you contact?
You just press that button up there on the top that says contact.
And that's at
vaccineliberationarmy.com.
Okay.
And you'll get me.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Larry. And Dr. King, did you want to say something?
Well, I think that she already sells T-shirts if people want to buy T-shirts.
But I only did that to start the ball rolling, and it was not about making money. It was about spreading the idea. So if anybody wants to spread the idea, it's not about making money for us. It's about spreading the idea.
Absolutely. Well, during the break, I was sharing with these two that last late summer, several of us went to our county sheriff because we were concerned about the abdication of authority to the federal government via a link at our county website to the CDC when it came to any health-related issues, especially with related to the scare of the pandemic for H1N1 last year. And we sat down with our sheriff, and it was a very semi-formal but very pleasant, polite, professional discussion. We had some documentation there, including our state and federal constitution and Sheriff Richard Mack's book, America's Last Hope, the county sheriff. And in a nutshell, he shared with us that, A, he didn't believe anything that Sheriff Richard Mack had to say, and B, that our concerns about people being forced to take vaccination based on any federal mandate were unfounded because he looked me right in the eye and said, Todd, we don't have enough manpower here in the county, whether it be military or law enforcement, to enforce such a thing.
Right.
So that didn't make us feel any better. That was the wrong answer. You know, it wasn't because it was the right or wrong thing to do. It was because we just can't enforce it yet.
Yeah. That's the right operative word, yet.
Exactly. And I bring this anecdote up for everybody listening because I cannot stress it. Those of you who listen to me rail on this show cannot stress it enough that find out when your county sheriff election is, get to know your county sheriff, if your county sheriff isn't going to stand up for some of these precepts and these rights that Eileen and Dr. King are talking about, and work hand-in-hand with your school to get rid of the federal glove on our children, then elect a new sheriff or run yourself. I don't know if you two have any thoughts on that. I always go to the enforcement side because talking about the problem is great, but how do we make sure enforcement doesn't happen?
Well, again, the only way you can make sure enforcement doesn't happen, as you said, to elect people who will not enforce.
Yeah,
I mean, I live in a town that has lots of laws. There's some of them people just won't enforce.
That's the old term, nullify. We can nullify by our actions, folks. I'm here in the queue. Thank you so much for joining us, Eileen and Dr. King. Check out vaccineliberationarmy.com for more information. Stay tuned for Michael McKay.
Gold, ever climbing.